NASA and the ESA agree to share new space technology. Museums are already lining up for space shuttle memorabilia. And China is building a new launch center for its manned space program. This is AeroNews. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, September 16th, 2009. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden and European Space Agency Director General Jean-Jacques Stordan have signed a Memorandum of Understanding for cooperation in the field of space transportation. Bolden commented, quote, "With this agreement, it is our intent to continue to build this relationship, sharing valuable engineering analyses and technology concepts that will help transport humans to low Earth orbit and beyond," unquote. It's expected that ESA's Ariane 5 development and flight experience will provide valuable engineering analyses and technology concepts for NASA's new launch and spacecraft systems. NASA expects to benefit in areas including composite material technology, development of payload shrouds, and management of propellants in spacecraft propulsion systems used for transit to and from lunar orbit. With the U.S. Space Shuttle program about to become a museum piece, NASA is inviting eligible institutions to begin registering to screen potential space shuttle artifacts, or, in other words, borrow them for study and display. Only a few hundred items will be initially screened, but thousands more will be added periodically until all artifacts have been screened. Each one will be screened for 90 days. Once the screening period closes, requesters will be notified about the status of their request. To ensure broad access, NASA partnered with the General Services Administration to provide a first-of-its-kind, web-based artifacts pre-screening capability. Both the brochure and the pre-screening module are available online. You can find links at the bottom of the text version of this story, dated September 15th, at aero-news.net. China broke ground on its fourth Space Launch Center Monday. Located on Hainan Island, it will be the country's first coastal space launch facility in the mold of Cape Canaveral. The new Hainan site is being built to accommodate the Long March CZ-5 carrier rocket, which will be able to carry larger payloads. China hopes the rocket will become the primary launch vehicle of China's manned space and space station program, according to a report in the Hainan Daily. China's space program is run by the military and put its first astronaut in space in 2003. The country plans its own space station program based on the Shenzhou 7 spacecraft. The Hainan Space Complex is expected to be completed in 2013, with the first flight of a Long March 5 rocket planned for 2014. Up next on ANN, Corporate Angel Network gets more kudos. Air France will auction seats on its first A380 flights. And American and Delta square off over a chance to partner with Japan Airlines. You're listening to AeroNews.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 16th. I'm Paul Plack. Corporate Angel Network has received the 2009 Public Benefit Flying Award from the National Aeronautic Association, the body which oversees aviation records in the U.S. and administers several major aviation awards. The award was made for, quote, "representing the best of the aviation industry by bringing together corporate America as a lifeline for citizens battling cancer," unquote. CAN coordinates transportation for cancer patients using open seats on corporate flights. In making the presentation, NAA President Jonathan Gaffney observed, quote, "Corporate Angel Network has marked nearly three decades as an aviation lifeline to treatment that eases the physical discomfort, emotional stress, and financial burden of travel to treatment for cancer patients," unquote. In accepting the award, CAN Executive Director Peter Fleiss passed on the credit, quote, "It's because of the continued support of business aviation and the aviation community as a whole that CAN has been able to help so many," unquote. Air France and Lufthansa are making big plans for big planes. The French and German flag carriers are both preparing for the entry into service of their first Airbus A380 Super Jumbos. Air France will be the first operator to offer A380 transatlantic service between U.S. and Europe, flying from its hub at Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport to New York beginning this November. A380 service to Dubai, Johannesburg, and Tokyo will come later. To celebrate, Air France will conduct a worldwide internet auction of 380 seats on each of its two inaugural flights, operating from Paris to New York November 20th and New York to Paris the following day, with proceeds to charity. That still leaves more than 150 seats available for regular sale. Yep, it's big. Lufthansa plans to use its A380s primarily on heavily traveled routes to Asia and North America, with revenue service scheduled to begin next summer. American and Delta Airlines are both considering an opportunity to invest in Japan Airlines. JAL is Asia's largest carrier in terms of revenue, but lost about $1 billion in the second quarter. In order to qualify for a government-backed 100 billion yen credit line, it needs to raise cash and cut costs. American and JAL are both members of the One World Air Alliance, and Reuters reports that American is looking to increase ties with JAL as well as block any move to a rival network. Delta is a member of the SkyTeam Group, along with Air France KLM, Korean Air, and Russia's Aeroflot, and is also exploring an investment in JAL. Yoshihisa Miyamoto, an analyst with Okasan Securities, says that could shut American out of the Japanese market. The Japanese media has been reporting that Delta was considering a 50 billion yen infusion of cash into JAL, but is asking for an exclusive code-sharing arrangement. All the jostling is taking place against a backdrop of open skies negotiations between the U.S. and Japan, which could open the door to more cooperation on flight scheduling and profit sharing. Still ahead, a Bell Jet Ranger is being auctioned by the state of Maryland. Augusta Westland is making inroads in the Japanese market. And Cessna celebrates 40 years of citations. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, September 16th. I'm Paul Plack. If you've always wanted your own jet ranger, the recession may be a good time to do something about it. Budget cuts have resulted in the disbanding of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Aviation Unit. HometownAnnapolis.com, an online edition of the Capital newspaper in Annapolis, reports that the helicopter is being auctioned along with about $65,000 in spare parts. The suggested minimum bid is just $125,000, but DNR officials say they'll consider any reasonable offer. As of closing time yesterday, the high bid was only $110,000. A dolly for the Hilo is also available separately, among a total of 22 items looking for new homes in the auction. It closes September 30th, and winners will be announced the following week. Get details at www.dnr.state.md.us/auction, or just find the link at the bottom of the text version of this story, dated September 15th, at aero-news.net. Augusta Westland and Mitsui Busman Aerospace announced on Monday that the Japan National Police Agency has ordered another medium-lift AW-139 helicopter to replace an AS-332L1. That makes three AW-139s operating in law enforcement service in Japan. The first two were selected by the Tokyo Metro Police Department. Augusta Westland says the AW-139 is also currently used for search and rescue by the Japan Coast Guard, and another has been purchased by All Nippon Helicopter to provide electronic news gathering services. The company says the 139 can be outfitted to carry up to 15 passengers or 4 litters and 4 medical attendants. Orders for almost 440 AW-139 helicopters have been placed by almost 120 customers from nearly 40 countries to perform many missions, including offshore transport, SAR EMS, VIP and corporate, law enforcement and homeland security, utility, and various government duties. And finally today, given the current economic environment, this could be a somewhat muted party. But Cessna is celebrating the 40th anniversary of the maiden flight of the Citation, the first airplane model in what has become the largest fleet of business jets in the world. On September 15, 1969, the first prototype of the Cessna Citation was flown from Wichita's Municipal Airport, now known as Mid-Continent Airport, for an hour and 45 minutes. Flight testing continued until certification in September of 1971, followed by deliveries in January of 72. Originally called the Cessna Fanjet at its public debut of the mock-up in 1968, the concept was to offer an aircraft that was an easy transition for twin-engine turboprop pilots and a quieter, simpler, safer, and less expensive alternative to other business jets on the market. Priced at $695,000, the Citation offered a maximum cruise of 349 knots true in a six-passenger, pressurized, turbofan-powered business jet with relatively short takeoff and landing requirements. The company says the final name, Citation, was inspired by horse racing's Triple Crown winner of 1948. More than 6,000 Citations have now been delivered worldwide. So, like many retired thoroughbreds, the original has spawned a line of progeny which share its name. When the CJ4 variant, which is now in test flight, enters service next year, it will make 8 variants in the current model lineup. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Tom Turner, Technical Services Manager for the American Bonanza Society, discusses the frustration of continued fuel exhaustion and fuel starvation incidents. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.